Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This is going to be fun. What's happening? Teak and Tierney coming from the Teak and Tierney Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Interesting rumbling shifting through the winds. Who found the better way to mortgage so you can focus on making your new house home? Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. So obviously, the combine is all the rage and one of the biggest names in all the sport, in the history of sport. We're kind of waiting on him. That is Tom Brady, and there are all sorts of rumblings from very piped-in people. Listen, Teague and I have remained steadfast in our convictions, believing that Tom Brady would stay put.
Mm-hmm.
But I think at this point here, Teague, we'd have to say that it's pretty stubborn, and it might be bordering on irresponsible to ignore what is beginning to really take over Indianapolis right now. It looks like he's starting to grease the skids, maybe to bounce.
Well, I think he's trying to grease the skids to make Robert Kraft and the Boston, the New England Patriots want to give him what he wants, which is 2 years and $30 million a year. Look, do I believe that Tom Brady is interested in being a free agent and going to explore? Maybe. But what benefit does that provide to Tom Brady? What benefit does that provide to whoever comes after him, whether it's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? And Bruce Arians has not been shy about expressing his interest in Tom Brady, mm-hmm. or the Oakland, or now soon to be Las Vegas Raiders, or the Chargers, or Indianapolis Colts, whoever wants to go after Tom. What value is there in bringing in a 43-year-old quarterback who's clearly lost some of his oomph? I was going to say athletic ability, but he never really had great athletic ability. But he's lost some of his whatever it is that made him great.
Mm-hmm.
What's the benefit? The only benefit for Tom Brady in the NFL is to the New England Patriots, for continuity's sake, to push through whatever this slash, you know, rebuild, you know, reset, whatever you want to call it, is happening right now with talent up in New England. That's the only place I see value for Tom Brady. Anywhere else, it's exciting. Maybe fans are going to come, but that's a perceptual thing. In reality, we know who he is. We know where he is physically, and the place that he works best and fits best is New England, and I just can't see it any other way.
I'm starting to really change my opinion on this. I truly am. I hate to do that so deep into the conversation, but I have to react to things that people are putting out there and attaching their name to it. Jeff Darlington's piped in. He's very tight with Brady's camp. He intimated very strongly. Matter of fact, he said, "I'd be shocked if Tom Brady's back with the Pats." Said that this morning on Get Up. Somebody else from Boston Globe had that. Attributions aside, and story breaking and pursuing stories aside, I'm going to look at it this way. Tom Brady with the Pats or Tom Brady with the Raiders, with a better offensive line than the Pats, a better tight end than the Pats.
Yep.
One more first-round pick than the Pats.
Okay.
$55 million in free agency to spend. And listen, I think at this point, too, and also a head coach, not that Belichick hasn't done this. He obviously has with Tom Brady. But, you know, with Gruden, there's multiple examples, whether it was Rich Gannon when getting to the Super Bowl, had great success with a few older quarterbacks. I think that that's something that's probably appealing to Tom. And then I look at the Tennessee Titans. I say, well, where is the A.J. Brown on the Patriots? Where's the Derrick Henry on the Patriots? Where's the offensive line? Now they've got to retain Conklin. Still a few things they need to do. I just think between, you know, Mike Mayock and Bruce Arians and Tennessee Brass all taking a pass on, you know, throwing their weight behind their guy, whether it's Derek Carr, whether it's Ryan Tannehill, whether it's Jameis Winston, you know, all the noise, again, direct quotes attributed to, not like anonymous sources, people who do this for a living, who put their face on a camera, and that's what they get paid to do, to be right, to break stories, to give us intel. I don't know, man. I'm starting to think he's going to leave, and I'm starting to hope he does. Which, by the way, which isn't very different. I always thought he would stay with the Pats, but I actually always hoped that he would leave because that would be more fun. Now I'm beginning to think that he will leave, and I'm still hoping that he does because that will be more fun.
Yeah, I think Tom Brady and his people are very savvy, and they make friends with people in the media, including Jeff Darlington. And I don't know if Jeff is speaking because Tom told him to speak, or these reports are getting pushed out because Tom's people are pushing them out. But this is a classic put pressure on my existing employer to sign me to a deal that they're not willing to sign me to. Otherwise, I'm going to leave. And Tom Brady's never done this, obviously. And this is why it's interesting and shocking in a sense, because Tom Brady has been the quarterback that, okay, you need me to not play for $25 million? I'll play for $15 because it's going to help us win a championship. And I think, to be honest with you, he just got tired of doing that, especially with the talent not being as robust around him. Now, there are some good players still on the New England Patriots. In fact, all those teams that you mentioned and the players that you mentioned that he could eventually be playing with, those teams don't have great defenses like the New England Patriots.
Tennessee's defense pretty good.
They're pretty good, but it wasn't great like the New England Patriots
was. Shut down the Pats.
This is very true. But that's because there was – I mean, who was Tom Brady throwing the football to?
That's my point. Nobody.
Got an offseason to get better. All you got free agency around the corner.
Edelman going to get healthy.
And there's a lot of free agents in the wide receiver position. Or better, there's a ton of free agents or a ton of draft picks coming in the NFL draft, which we'll see in a couple of days as the wide receivers go run. And there's going to be a couple of them that hit 4-3 status, and they're not all going to be first-round draft picks. Some of them may fall into the third round simply because of where how slotting works. And so the Patriots are going to have ample ability to pick up great assets for Tom Brady to work with. Again, I just feel like we're getting played by the story, and we're speculating now about the story as opposed to what's reality. And
the reality is he's a free agent. That's the reality.
He is not a free agent.
Yes, he is. He's free to...
Tom Brady.
That's why Bruce Arians didn't commit tampering when he said his name.
Tom Brady is not a free agent until March 18th.
Why is Bruce Arians not getting charged with tampering?
He should be,
no,
but he's not.
No, he's not going to.
Because he's Bruce Arians.
No,
I don't know.
He's free to say his name.
BT, the league year starts on March 18th. So that's when Tom Brady is a free agent. And there's a legal tampering period that starts March 16th. And so this new pushback of the negotiations of the franchise tag, It smashed that, you know, legal tampering period between franchise tag and legal tampering period to 4 days. It was really important than pushing back, or really meaningful, pushing back the franchise tag start date, which is now today, because it shortens the amount of time that you can legally tamper, meaning, okay, I got the transition tag. Who can I go negotiate with before the league year starts? When the league year starts on March 18th, Tom Brady becomes a free agent, and a $23 million tax or salary cap hit hits the New England Patriots. At that point, he is no longer a Patriot. At that point, there is no way he's signing with the New England Patriots.
But we know that.
We are still 20 days away from that, and I don't believe that Tom Brady actually wants to leave. I think he's trying to pressure the New England Patriots by saying that he will leave by leaking out these stories through the Jeff Darlingtons of the world.
Okay, so
that's my stance on it.
I got you.
Because to me, it doesn't make sense for him to go anywhere else.
Unless he wants to win. A better chance to win. I think that's what you're missing. The Pats aren't that good. Titans just beat them.
The dude's won 6 Super Bowls. He's been to 9 of them.
And you played in the NFL. You're not playing a game tomorrow. The past is the past.
Okay.
The past is the past.
Okay, what's he going to do? Go to Tennessee and then not be as good because people catch up to whatever Vrabel is doing, and now all of a sudden Tom Brady's on a lesser team than he was in New England? The grass is always greener, and it's a cliche for a reason. And if Tom Brady really wants to go play someplace else, just realize that they're not going to love you just because your name is Tom Brady.
Okay, all that being said, let's even I won't say pretend, but let's assume.
Well, that's all we're doing is pretending.
True, but I'm transitioning back to the Darlington stuff. Let's assume that Darlington and others are being fed, I don't want to say erroneous information, but tactical information to accelerate the Patriots, but maybe tack on a few $5, $6, $7 million to whatever they're going to pay Tom Brady. Let's say that Darlington's getting played. Let's say the woman from the Boston Globe's getting played. Do you think, because now here's another report, that Don Yee and the Patriots, who's, for those who don't know, Tom Brady's agent, Don Yee, who we've had on the show, by the way.
Yep. Because he had that league that he said.
I don't know what happened. that got swallowed up somewhere along the way. That was a while. I don't think that actually got. That's funny you say that.
That's how I remember him. I was he had that cool league. It was kind of interesting.
It was. It was about, like, I think bypassing college. Yeah, like, you could do a high school, whatever it was. Out west, I think there were 14. But it was like a camp.
Yep.
If Don Yee has not yet met the Patriots, if that report is accurate, that the Patriots have not reached out to Tom Brady's camp, and that, again, according to reports, maybe we're getting played, Don Yee and the Patriots have not yet committed on a time to meet in Indianapolis to begin talking contract. Is that not at the very least worrisome or alarming that here we are entering March? You know that the contract is up. You know Don Yee's going to be in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Why the hell wouldn't you set up a meeting?
No, it's not as worrisome as Todd France. That would be Dak Prescott's agent not meeting with the Dallas Cowboys since September. You know what I mean? It's like this is he's not a free agent. And Dak, quite frankly, is not a free agent for 20 more days. That's a long time.
Yeah, but Dak can't just leave. Dak has what wiggle room does Dak have?
Dak could leave.
If they tag him, he can't leave.
If they exclusive franchise tag him, he can't leave. But are you willing to commit $33 million to Dak Prescott for a year?
We've had that discussion.
Or if they transition tag him for $27 million, he's certainly going to be talking to other people, and the Dallas Cowboys are going to say, "All right, if you want to pay him $40, great. We'll take compensation for it." Right? He can. He probably will not. But he absolutely can.
But the point being, if Dallas wants to retain him, whether it's a foolish commitment based on possibilities that you just laid out, that's different than the Pats and what they have over Tom Brady, which is nothing. They have nothing. They can't do it. They can't tag him. They could get on their – they can grovel. They can get on their hands and knees and beg. Tommy. We're going to miss you. Please don't leave Tommy.
He's also 43 years old. And in some ways, they might just be ready to say, "All right, Tom."
That's why I think this is real, because I believe he senses that. Even if you're right that he doesn't necessarily want to go, I think it might be that they're prepared to say peace and Tom's lining up his stuff.
No, I think so. Big picture.
Yeah.
Let's back up. Stop this pointless arguing over something.
But
we
it's
have
not
no,
pointless.
It is.
The
because
guy's going to probably
we don't,
leave.
We don't know what's going to happen. So it's speculation. Pointless speculation. We don't know what's going to happen. Let's back up. Three years ago, Tom Brady put out this pie in the sky expectation that he was playing till he was 45 years old.
Mm-hmm.
45. And at the time, we're like, dude, are you crazy? You're not playing till you're 45 years old. But I have the TB12 method. I have this great methodology of taking care of myself and working out and whatever the heck that guy's name. His name used to be at the top of my tongue. Now I don't remember
anymore.
Guerrero, right? Has this?
I don't know how I pulled that. Colton's Martial Arts Academy is called Guerrero.
Oh, nice. Because I was lost. I wanted to say like Gallucci, but that was like
stop sticking it on the Italian.
That was like Tanya Harding's guy.
close. It wasn't Gallucci. It was
Gallucci. Yeah, that's right, Sam.
Yeah, there you go.
Whatever. Yeah. So it was lost to me until thank you for finding it, BT. But anyways,
Gallucci.
They have this whole like method that it's going to be Tom Brady's brand. He's going to be the CEO and push it. And the only way that it works is if he fulfills his claim that he's going to play till he's 45 years old.
Okay.
Now, the New England Patriots at this point, they're like, "Tom, we really appreciate you, man. You've done a hell of a job for us. You've gotten us to 9 championships. You've won 6 Super Bowls.
We love you, Tommy.
You are the greatest player ever. We would love to have you finish out your career here because, look, we know we're in a rebuild right now, but we don't want to pay you $30-something million to help us rebuild. So
later.
We'll do a deal with you, but, you know, it's not going to be that much." So Tom reaches out to his guys. Says, "Hey, can you start pushing this story that I'm leaving and pressure the New England Patriots?"
Boy, you're really playing Darlington to be a lapdog.
I'm not. I'm just people. I mean, when people give me, non-specifics, non-solids, I call BS on it. Right, I'm getting the feeling that this could be it. Okay, great. I'm getting the feeling that it's not it. Like, you know, so unless he's telling you directly, and if he's telling you directly, then I think he's playing you. Mm-hmm. Then tell me specifically with a quote. Tom Brady says, "I'm not playing for the New England Patriots." And even if it has a caveat behind it, but let me hear Tom Brady say, "I'm not playing for the New England Patriots unless," or "I'm not playing for the New England Patriots, period. then I'll stop speculating. Right now, I think it's speculation.
855-212-4227. Where's Tommy playing next year? Where's Tom playing next season? Listen, again, the options are pretty appealing. I mean, there's a few spots. We know them by name. We've talked about it for a couple of months now. Not really thinking it would necessarily come to fruition. But I'm beginning to make an abrupt turn. Maybe Darlington and me. Maybe we're both going to get played at the end of the day. But I just there's just so much lining up. They haven't spoken. They haven't met Yi yet. They're ready to transition. They've got to rebuild the roster. There's other teams that can really do more in terms of being truly Super Bowl viable immediately. I think maybe he just wants to go and get away from Belichick, the suffocation. The other thing you talk about, the TB12 method, I heard over the weekend they're already out of the Whole Foods stores in the New England region. Mm. I did hear that over the weekend. We know about putting up your homes, but when you have $900 million, that means nothing. Because between him and Giselle, yeah, they got 13 homes. They get whatever they want. That means nothing.
I was going to say six.
Yeah, they probably
do have 13.
I don't know if react to schools. That's easy, whatever.
I also heard he's buying a house in Connecticut. So.
Yeah. Well, I think eventually he's going to transition to the city. You and I vote to New York City. We've always talked about that.
Agreed.
But the thing that really does get me here is that I'm not sure the Pats want him anymore. Like, I know that most of this is about Brady. What does Brady want? What offensive line can he play for? What coach? What concept? What receiver? White Dana? You know, what team's got this cap space or multiple first-round picks? All that's pertinent. But I don't know if it's the absolute determining factor. We don't know if the Pats want him. And I can't prove that I'm right, but you can't prove that we're wrong. And that alone makes it interesting. 855-212-4227. So, where is Tommy playing? All right, we'll get some calls coming up. Kurt Warner this hour, phenomenal guest, going to a different market at an advanced age. Who knows better than Kurt? Did it a few times, so we'll talk to him. So, this Brady stuff is interesting. Maybe it's just combine scuttle. I don't know. We'll get some calls coming up. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Save big during the Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale happening now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, where you'll find great deals on socket sets, wrenches, and more. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, you need the right tools for the job, and this is your opportunity. Right now, get a 57-piece quarter-inch drive ratchet socket and bit set for just $24.99 plus double O rewards points, which means you'll get to your next rewards even faster. So stop in and let the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts help you find the tools you need to get the job done right the first time. But what if you're not close to home when your car breaks down? The professional parts people can still help. With O'Reilly Auto Parts' shop referral program, take the guesswork out of finding a great shop wherever you are. Just call an O'Reilly location near you or visit O'ReillyAuto.com and click Find a Repair Shop to find a reputable repair facility or service center for your repairs. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day.
All right. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line here on Tiki and Tierney is 1-855-212-4227, sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Have it a home. It's hard work. Get a quote. Geico.com. So, Kurt Warner is going to join us next segment, and a great guest to talk to today. Kurt, obviously, one of the great stories in sporting history. We know about the amazing transformation from the grocery store to Super Bowl and league MVP and league icon. But he also, you know, bounced around a little bit at an advanced stage. And if Brady does that, it's a unique transition. And we'll get his thoughts on that. He'll join us next here. And the poll is up. Where will Tom Brady play in 2020? The Pats, the Titans, the Raiders, or other? Right now, the Pats are getting 45%. Titans at 16%. The Raiders at 18.7%. And other is representing nearly 20%. So right now, a little less than 60% of you, a couple of hundred votes, it's early, have Brady going elsewhere and not playing for the Pats. And very well might be with the Pats. Might not be. Going to be fun, you know? And, you know, I just think he's pissed off at this point. I think he's gotten to the point he's annoyed.
You mean Brady?
Brady.
Oh, of course he is.
I really do.
Of course. Because he feels like he's not. I mean, we heard this story 4 years ago, maybe longer, that he's not respected, not respect is the wrong word, like appreciated,
yep,
right? Because of what
he's
done.
Take it for granted.
Take it for granted, exactly. He's always going to be here. You know he's going to do whatever is right for the team, et cetera, et cetera. We've heard that for 4 or 5 years now. might have just got to the tipping point.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
We will. Let's go to Atlanta. Teek and I'll be out there for a few days coming up soon for the Final Four. Leland is up first. Let's get this Brady talk rocking. Teek and Tierney. Leland, what's happening, buddy? What do you think?
And I think Brady is sick of being underpaid. He was the 18th highest paid quarterback mm-hmm. in the league last year. He signed a one-year deal, which gave him an option where they could not franchise him. I think he saw Drew Brees sign a two-year, $50 million contract a couple years ago. Cousins signed a three-year, $90 million guaranteed contract. I think he wants to make his money before he walks out the door at age 45.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be Tennessee with his boy Vrabel, who has one of the best offensive lines and one of the best running backs in the game, or he ends up back in California at home in Los Angeles.
No, that's interesting. But, I mean, you make a good point because there have been other, like, really good, not Brady level, well, I guess kind of Brady level, but not, you know, iconic like Brady, quarterbacks who have come towards the end of their deals,
mm-hmm.
and the team just takes care of them.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Brees is the perfect example
because
I remember having this conversation a couple years ago, especially with my brother, because he follows a lot of the NFC South like goings on. And he was telling me the Saints can't keep Brees. The money's not doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Yet they somehow make it work. We're going to do 2 years and $50 million. We're going to do, you know, a year and whatever. And so like they're likely going to do now. Think about that. Drew Brees has said he's coming back to the New Orleans Saints. There's no contract.
Yeah, it's true.
He just said, I'm coming back.
What a different relationship.
Because he knows they're going to take care of him.
That's true.
Tom Brady, he wants $30 million a year.
Don't blame
Does
him.
He know he's getting that? Not when he's been making 18 the last two or three.
We use the term, you know, being played before.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady, and I don't know that it's popular to look at it this way, Tom Brady played himself. Now, let me tell you how. Tom Brady played himself by taking...
Contractually
speaking. He played himself by taking below market average contracts for a quarterback for the benefit certainly of himself residually, because the more they win, the greater his perception and his legacy shines. But also he did the team a favor. And I believe that in the back of his mind, he always thought when it came to this point, the final contract, they would reciprocate. They would do the right thing. The golden parachute. Tommy will take care of you. They're saying that's not how they operate.
Yeah.
He miscalculated that. And I believe that he confused emotion with business.
Yeah,
because, and that's on him.
Because think about
He should know better.
Of course, because if there's one team that's like, see you later before you get paid, it's the New England Patriots.
He saw it happen to 30 guys. Malloy, you could rip through every name.
Chandler Jones.
There's just too many of them to name.
Right.
So many of them.
That's right.
You know, that were left by wow. And I'm sure, you know, Brady saw it all. He saw the nameplate taken down off the locker. Man, that guy was a champion for us. That guy was a hell of a player. And they let him walk, and he probably thought he was above that. And to be fair, if I'm Tom Brady in real time, I'd probably think that I was above it
How
as
could
well.
You not?
Why wouldn't you?
Why,
Tom Brady,
I'm MVP. I'm winning Super Bowls.
Yeah.
I'm winning Super Bowl MVPs. Like, without me, it doesn't go.
That's true. Let's get Ken, who is not far from Foxborough. He's up in Rhode Island. Ken is on Teek and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Ken, what's up, bud?
How's it going?
Yo.
What's going on?
All's Kenny. Good, man.
So what's going on? Where's Tom Brady going next year?
We just leave it at tavern there, Kenny.
All right, where's he going, Cousin Tiki?
I think he's staying up there with you guys, man.
You want him? You still want him?
I know. Do you want him anymore?
He's got to go where the money's at. It's all about the money right now.
Oh, so the money's in Vegas. That's right. That's where he should go.
The Raiders could give him 3 years. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if the Raiders gave him three.
I mean, I don't know why you would give up three, but deal-wise, salary cap-wise, absolutely you could.
A little easier to absorb.
That's right.
And for those who you know, might not be, you know, wrapped up yet in the cap space or the draft stuff, I mean, the Khalil Mack trade, the Amari Cooper trade, they've got two first-round picks this year. They've got $55 million in cap space. They've got what he needs at this point, and that is a threaded tight end. That kid Waller is good.
Yep.
And they've got a really good offensive line.
You know,
and they've got a terrific running back, Josh Jacobs.
You know who's interesting?
And Tyrell Williams.
You know who, interestingly, has more in cap space than that? The Cowboys.
Yeah, I still don't understand how that's possible.
I don't either. I saw that the other day, and I'm like, that number cannot be right. It's like $70+ million.
I don't understand that.
Okay, but
is it because they're not paying many defensive guys? It's all concentrated on offense.
Maybe.
Remember, Tyron Smith got paid a couple of years back.
DeMarcus, what's his name?
Lawrence.
Lawrence. He got a little bit paid. I saw that, and I was surprised that they had that much money in cap space. But still, they're having trouble because of the max type deals. Not that they use that terminology in the NFL, but the max type deals that Amari Cooper's got to get, Byron Jones, that Zeke got, and obviously Dak Prescott is looking for.
Okay. I want to break on time. I want to have a full chunk to really get down in the weeds and talk to Kurt Warner about what he thinks. Not only Tom Brady, for sure. That'll be the concentration of the conversation, but all the others out there. You know the names. Mm-hmm. I mean, whether it's Teddy Bridgewater, you know, does he really believe the rumblings that the Panthers are going to give Cam one more shot? I mean, there's a lot of quarterback things. And also something that I know you and I will get into in inbounds, out of bounds, but we can at least throw this on a cursory level past Kurt. If you're the Redskins, do you consider if two is clean, healthy, taking him and trading Haskins? There's so much to talk about. So let's get Axe update. We'll come back. The great Kurt Warner Hall of Famer is next on Tiki and Tierney. Ack, you got it, bud.
All righty. Tiki and Tierney here on this Thursday around the country. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Boy, the Tom Brady stuff is hot. It is absolutely flying. All sorts of speculation. Kurt Warner's going to join us in a couple of minutes. The former MVP champ, always a Hall of Famer. So we have a little more time for calls and kind of reset the poll question, get some more thoughts out there about the great Tom Brady, what his future might entail. Richard wanted to chime in from Myrtle Beach. That's South Carolina. Richard's on Tiki and Tierney. Rich.
Hey, guys. Love your show. You got a bunch of listeners down here in Myrtle Beach that love your show. So
love the Grand Strand. Much love to the Grand Strand, always. I've been going there for 15 years. I love Myrtle Beach. Thank you, Richard.
You're welcome, buddy. Hey, listen, I have a question. Tom Brady, to me, it's all about him.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not about him, he can't handle it. Like, he didn't make the Super Bowl this year, okay? So it wasn't about him. Nobody was talking about him. So then he comes on with that little disguise, what have you, on the cell phone or what have you.
Yep.
I just don't understand. I think the boy's got an attitude, and if people aren't talking about him, and saying how great he is or where he's going. To me personally, I'm a Redskins fan. I really don't care where he goes.
That's interesting.
But it just hit me the wrong way because I didn't make Super Bowl. They're not talking to me. I got to do something to get news so where they will talk about me.
Yeah, so instead.
Where I'm in limelight.
And so instead, he had that social media post,
thanks,
which
Rich.
Ended up being a precursor to a Super Bowl commercial and talking about, I'm not going anywhere, meaning he wants to play in 2020, not retire. And here we are talking about him because we don't know where he potentially is going to play next year.
The only thing that I would challenge about what Richard said, and I'm not saying he's totally wrong, and thanks for the call, Rich, appreciate you. But Richard's main premise was, you know, Tom Brady, as I can kind of frame it, mm-hmm. you know, in my words, but obviously matching his point, Tom Brady has a little bit of a rough time being out of the spotlight.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. And if you remember, it's Super Bowl week on that Friday when that Instagram picture dropped of him in the tunnel. I went on. I got after him.
I know.
It was very shallow. Almost too calculated, a little bit unprofessional. Maybe not unprofessional, but a little desperate, whatever. But to be fair to Tom here, Tom's not saying anything. Tom's laying out. So he, even if he is feeding Darlington stuff, which I'm not convinced of. I mean, somebody's feeding something. Obviously, it's coming from somewhere. But it's not like he's first person inserting himself into the story.
True.
What he's doing is
I would rather him be the attention grabber and tell us what he's thinking as opposed to making us speculate about it. You know what I mean? Because what's the point of speculating about it unless you're trying to gain leverage on one side or the other? And mm-hmm. the only side for him to gain leverage is with the New England Patriots. So, just deductive reasoning says that's what he's doing. You know what I mean?
But I think there's reasoning.
Because you're right. Think about this. Somebody had to tell Jeff Darlington this. Right?
Sure.
It's for him to say, I really starting to believe that whatever he said, I don't know what he said. Somebody had to have said that. People in Tom Brady's camp. So it's not by accident that it's being reported. Mm-hmm. And the only reason to report that, because if he really wanted to leave, Tom Brady, don't say jack. And so when March 18th comes around, peace, I'm out. I'm going to sign wherever I want.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason to leak this story or for this story to be leaked is so that the Pats now feel pressure to get a deal done with Tom Brady because he's thinking about leaving. He really doesn't want to be there. I know we haven't talked in months, But now I'm hearing he really wants to leave. All right, let's reach out to Yo, whatever his name is. Yee. Don Yee. Let's reach out to Don Yee. Yo, hey, Don Yee. Let's reach out to him.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I can't think of any other reason why this is a story right now.
I can. It's a theory. I don't know if it's an accurate one, but I do believe there's another side of the coin. And this speaks to something I touched on in the first segment. If he's beginning to truly believe that the Patriots are done with him, okay, from a perceptual point of view, it might not equate to dollars and cents, but to a prideful 20-year champion and greatest quarterback of all time, it means something to him for sure. If he's been given signals, they're moving on, then by planting these seeds, he's almost changing the narrative to fit, I'm done with you, rather than being thrown out. But that could be possible.
Does that really matter? Let's ask Kurt Warner about this. He'll know better.
I don't know. You always ask me, does that matter? I don't know.
It doesn't matter. Perceptually, it doesn't matter.
But for some people, it does.
I don't think it does. Kurt Warner, NFL Network analyst, is joining us now. Kurt, what do you think about this? Does it matter that Tom Brady might be kicked out as opposed to opting out? Does that matter?
Does it matter for Tom?
For either one, either side.
From Tom's point of view is what we were talking about, Kurt. From Tom's point of view.
I think it matters. I mean, I think it matters to all of us. We all have egos. None of us want to feel like we got kicked out of anything. You know, we want to believe like we left on our own volition. But I think the other side of it, too, is that I feel like Tom's the one that's put himself here, right? The reason that they're here is because Tom wanted to be here for some reason. I don't know what that reason is. I don't know if it's because he wants New England to come to him and so he feels like they really want him. I don't know if it's because he really wants to check out what life is like on the other side. But the reason that they're here is because Tom's placed himself here for whatever reason. And so from that standpoint, I think he's, you know, very much in control and, you know, that this is going to swing whether you say he's kicked out or not. He put himself in this position. Put himself in this position to, for that reason. And I think we're all intrigued to see what that reason is.
So we're talking to Kurt Warner, the great Kurt Warner, NFL analyst, NFL Network, but Hall of Famer, MVP twice, and a Super Bowl champ. Played with Teak a little bit for the Giants, obviously when Eli was drafted. One of the great stories of all time. By the way, when your days ended with the Rams. Teak and I were trying to recollect exactly how it went down. Was there any acrimony or no? I don't recall.
It didn't necessarily end well with the Rams. I mean, it was more put in the terms of Tom Brady. I was more kicked out of the Rams organization than it was my choice to leave, for sure. I think, again, we all have egos. And, you know, there's a lot of different factors that went into that. And I know primarily why it happened. And so, I think it's hard to have a divorce like that and not have a little bit of animosity, at least in the short term, you know. And then at the end of the day, you're able to take a step back and understand why things happened and how they happened for a reason, and being a guy of faith and seeing how my career played out, where you're able to kind of, you know, soothe over some of those things that happened in the short term. But, without question, you know, something happens like that when you've had some really good times and then it doesn't end well. I think there's always going to be at least a little bit of animosity that's there. And, whether it's on both sides or one side, it's definitely a real thing.
Yeah, no, and Kurt, you know this because you're one of the success stories that leaves an organization and goes somewhere and has success. You know, you're shortstop as the mentor for Eli, notwithstanding, you left and went to Arizona and took him to a Super Bowl and proved that, you know, you weren't done. I think Brad Johnson also did this because he won a Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and there's been a couple that have done it over the years. But it feels like now, at least this offseason, there's a handful of guys that are long established at a place, you know, Tom is one, obviously, that are going to bounce and be someplace else. It feels odd in a sense, but where do you think the best location, should Tom leave, is for him?
Should he leave? Yeah, that's a good question, because I still think New England's the best spot for him. I think if he wants to compete and he wants to be successful and compete for a championship, I still believe New England's that best place if he's simply looking at the best place. If you go outside of that, it becomes really interesting. You know, when you think about the teams that have been thrown around, you know, teams like the Raiders, like the Chargers. And I think to myself, you know, first and foremost, do you really want to go into a division where you got to play against Patrick Mahomes twice a year just to win the division? You've got to beat the Chiefs, especially in a situation where you've won your division every year that you've played, and it means, you know, definitely a playoff spot, but usually a one or two seed. So is that the right spot? You know, I look at the Titans, and I think to myself, that's probably the best fit on the AFC side. And, you know, and I always look at it from a quarterback standpoint, too. Like, what quarterbacks do I have to beat to win a championship? So, you know, does he consider a team like Tampa? You know, is that somewhere I like their pieces? I like what they're building there. But do you want to have to go to the NFC side where you have all these good quarterbacks that you're going to have to beat to get to a championship, where on the AFC side I kind of feel like it's Patrick Mahomes and then there's everybody else? So if I'm picking one, I do think the Titans, with where they were last year, obviously the friends he's got, you know, there in Vrabel, and that situation would probably be the best fit overall from the teams that I'm hearing about.
So that's the great Kurt Warner, and he's an NFL Network analyst, Hall of Famer, of course, MVP, two of them. You can follow him on Twitter, at Kurt13Warner. He's going to be on the Tube tonight, the NFL Network's coverage, the 2020 NFL Scouting Combine tonight, 7 Eastern, with the quarterbacks, the wideouts, and the tight ends. So let us put you in charge of the Bengals war room here. Assuming everything comes back clean as the process gets deeper on Tua, we've already seen Burrow and what he did this past season. If you're running the Bengals, Tua's healthy, who are you taking at one, Burrow or Tua?
Man, that's a great question. You know, up until about 3 days ago, I was Joe Burrow for sure. Loved what he did. I love some of the stuff that I think can really translate to the NFL. I went back and watched Tua just a couple days ago, watched a few more tapes on Tua, and really liked what I saw with Tua as well. That I do believe there's still going to be this bias in my head with this hip injury that I just can't shake it. Even though I've talked to people and everybody says, you know, it's different than other ones you've heard about and the Bo Jacksons and all that stuff, there's just a bias there that just, it concerns me. And so I know you said it's healthy and he gets a clean bill of health. Man, I would really have to talk to a lot of really, really smart people that convinced me that this is not anything that's ever going to, you know, to rear its ugly head again because of the first injury. To even have that conversation. So I'm still leaning towards Joe just a little bit, but I will say that what I've seen on tape from Tua, I really, really like him and think he's got a chance to be really good as well.
Yeah, we share the same opinions. We love the kid. So let me kick it down one slot here. Let's assume that Tua gets that same clean bill of health, and the Redskins, they have Haskins. We saw what Ron Rivera said today that, you know, he's in the building, he's visible, he's putting the time in. But Ron Rivera didn't draft him. What you see on tape from Haskins and what you just saw on tape again from Tua, would that possibly motivate you to maybe pull the Cardinals where you draft the quarterback and then trade the one that you just drafted the year before? Would you even possibly entertain doing that if you're the Redskins?
Man, I mean, you know, first and foremost, the thought just says, no, you can't do that. But, you know, I live in Arizona, and there's a great example of a team that drafted a guy number 10 a couple years ago and then came back the next year and drafted a guy number 1 who won Rookie of the Year and who they believe they can build around for the next 10 years and they don't have to worry about the quarterback position. So having seen it up close and personal, I think you have to be intrigued by that if you're in that position, and you have to weigh those things. You know, when I watched Haskins play last year, I think he's got a long way to go in terms of seeing and understanding and being consistent at the position. So, you know, I would just say that I'm not convinced yet that he's a franchise quarterback, mm-hmm. Although we did see some moments from him.
Yep.
So, yeah, I would be very intrigued by that. If I really felt like, again, you know, Tua was that kind of guy, a difference maker like Kyler Murray was for the Arizona Cardinals, yeah, I think you would have to consider that. You know, you saw Arizona. They didn't get a lot back in return for Josh Rosen. But nonetheless, the bottom line is you got to have that guy. If you want to be successful and you want to compete, you got to have that guy And if you're in that position and you don't think Dwayne Haskins is that guy, or you're worried about it and you think Tua can be that guy, yeah, I think you definitely have to consider it.
Oh, this draft is going to be awesome. And we get a little sample tonight. Looking forward to watching you, Kurt, the 2020 NFL Scouting Combine, 7 Eastern. Kurt's going to be on the tube on the NFL Network, breaking down the quarterbacks, the wideouts, and all the tight ends. Kurt, great spot. Really appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
You bet, guys. Talk to you soon.
Be good.
Hall of Famer, Kurt Warner.
It's interesting. I mean, I wouldn't have said that.
Mm.
I would have until Kurt explained that. Dwayne Haskins, he looked really bad at the beginning of the season.
He did.
He got a little bit better.
He did.
But not, like, exponentially better.
No. And he had a pretty good offensive line, too.
He did.
It's not like it was just incredibly porous, you know.
They're going to have a decision to make.
This is going to be crazy. Honestly, it's going to be the craziest draft of all time. I honestly believe that.
The challenge is, where do you trade him to? Like, who's going to take him? You know what I mean?
And you're not going to get commensurate value back.
No.
But if you think that much of Tua, you're going to let him fly off the third spot to the Lions or whomever jumps
in.
I don't think I would either. Hour two coming up. A little Rockets talk for you. Hoop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.